I used to live at a vet clinic, and
of course you did, you lying bastards.
No, when I first got here, that's how my ear got glued back to my head after a rugby game.
So I missed this. Did you just say I used to live in a vet clinic?
Yeah, when I first moved to the UK. I've said this
did
in the podcast before.
Did they confuse you for an animal?
No. So, like, my girlfriend was moved over from New Zealand to be a vet nurse at the time.
Right, okay.
And, like, that was part of the deal. You, the vet, they owned the whole building.
Did they try and put lipstick on you, Shane, to see how you reacted to it?
Yeah, yeah. They put me a mean cage, very nice cage that I had, and people say bad things. No, but basically, like, I had to be, like, sign heaps of forms when I got there because I was in the building of all these drugs. Like, they're, like, and Kirsty.
I thought a vet clinic would have been full of animals, not drugs.
No, there's no animals overnight.
We are treating Valium today. No, get ready, prepped.
None of them stay overnight. They went to another place if they needed to stay overnight. It was like they'd go to it. It was just like a clinic kind of thing.
I think that's how you're so good at bird noises.
She was a bird, and they went, what if we gave this bird human hands?
That's how it starts. Bread with a pigeon, and you don't even realise it.
I honestly,
like, he's always bobbing back and forth.
There was a wee bit of a like.
Wait, Shane, here's some bread. Come on.
There was a wee bit of a stage where I honestly thought I could talk to birds, because like, see, like some of the places in New Zealand, like gorgeous, like nice scenery, native birds, and you'd go, and they'd go, and you'd go, I don't know what the fuck I just said, but we're definitely mad mates now.
I can't even dismiss that, because when I go walking around Queen's Park and I see a squirrel, I always go. And I hope that the squirrel will run up my arm and stand on my shoulder.
Is that the noise that trees make?
but the squirrel will turn around because all it's doing is acknowledging a noise. That's it.
The two of you slag me for cats.
How good are squirrels though? But, like, genuinely, like, New Zealand doesn't have them. And the other day I went for a run right alongside Alexandra Park, and one jumped over the fence. But was like, it was like an action movie. No, it went over my head, but it was connected to the tree.
Shane, it's me for the vet clinic.
It was holding onto the tree, jumped the fence, and it almost hit my head. And I went, what the fuck is that? And it was a squirrel just climbing a tree. And I was like, this is the most beautiful fucking thing ever. They're fucking great.
Do you guys ever watch Sword in the Stone when you were younger?
Is that what? Is that not fucking... like Excalibur?
It's not about squirrels. King Arthur. So
well, no, there is. There's a scene in it where
he pulls the stone out the squirrel's head and that gives him the power.
No, what's the wizard's name?
Merlin.
Merlin turns the wee boy into a squirrel, and then there's a wee girl squirrel that he fancies. I think I had a crush on the girl squirrel when I was younger.
What, an actual squirrel?
No, like a cartoon squirrel, but just because...
Was the girl squirrel also a woman that had been turned into a squirrel, or did they just want to fuck a squirrel?
I think it was just a squirrel, mate.
James.
This is going back to that conversation with Woof that we had with the wee man.
I don't know why I roam about in parks with nuts in my pocket, but it may have something to do with it.
For only Patreon, how much to fuck a squirrel?
Only Patreon. he's melting too.
It's a new one I'm starting.
Too much, mate, too much. And speaking of birds as well, this blew my mind. I was watching a video the other day. Do you know that parrots have a life expectancy of 95 years?
Yeah, it's proper old, eh?
Like if you buy a parrot, you've got that fucker for life.
Unless, when I was a kid I did this and I didn't know, but apparently there's a photo of me looking really, really sad. My brother got a parrot when we were younger and it could talk and shit. It was a really cool one. And I didn't,
like a new parrot, or was it a used parrot?
Probably. I don't know, it could talk, so maybe it was older. Maybe like we'd stole one off an old lady that had died or something.
And it was like 70 years
and I fucking, as a little kid, let it out of the cage to try and like play with it, and it just flew out of the house. And yeah. Like the bird apparently cost about $120, which Jesus. Back in the day was like probably $500 now.
Back when I had a dad, he had a girlfriend that owned, was it two or three parrots? And when we went over to her house, these were like the coolest fucking animals, like the bird, amazing.
And they're a lot taller than you think, aren't they?
It was this tiny little flat, and I think it was out in Somerston. And the parrot would land on your shoulder and it would kind of nibble your ear. And we were like, we need a parrot. This is like the best fucking thing in the world. And I think she went away on holiday, or circumstances came up that we took the parrots for a week in our own house. And after like 3 days, we were like, fuck birds. Like, fuck all birds. They're pure shite. They just shit all over the house.
Yeah. And they shit in their cage pretty aggressively. So I don't know around the house, but
and
also
they talk, they tweet.
Yeah. They make some fucking noises. Like our one, I remember, used to wake us up by going, rah! Something. Like it didn't say something, but it would just say a noise. And you're like, the fuck is that? And it would just always do it. And I think if you don't put a cover over their cage at night, they don't sleep. They just sit there being cunts all night, like, rah, Polly want a fucking cracker. And you're like, fuck off, it's 2 a.m, you cheeky cunt.
And it's also, like, to be human about it, it's shite for the bird to stick them in a fucking cage. These are animals that can fly, man. They can go wherever they want. Whether or not the life expectancy is drastically reduced if they're out in the nature, it's up to them. You should just fucking let it go out, man, because...
Yeah, but they never come back. That's the issue. You spend about $190 or £190 on a bird that just fucks off. You go, all right, next time we'll keep it in the cage.
I know, but we shouldn't really be allowed to make that decision, you know? From a moral standpoint, to take a bird and stick it in a cage and go, that's your life, or this wee tiny flat.
You know what you need, though? You need a fucking parrot to just go maul a child or something, and then they'll look at it like dolphins or like orcas in fucking SeaWorld. You know how like they're like, nah, these orcas aren't having a good time. They're eating people when they're sad. We need a parrot. We need a fucking high-profile parrot to fucking eat a child, and then they'll be like, no, you can't keep them.
Has anyone got Iago's number?
I think a high-profile pirate is exactly the kind of person you need to make such a parrot. Only a high-profile parrot would think, right, let's fucking wrap some barbed wire around its fucking claws.
Ooh,
pirate fighting, like pirate UFC, except for fucking weapons.
Who is the most high profile pirate? It's fucking
Blackbeard,
surely.
John Silver?
No, it's bloody Johnny Depp.
Captain Jack Sparrow?
Yeah, 100%. That cunt's got about 97 movies
who
about him now.
Those films? Like, they bring in so much money.
My girlfriend loved them.
The first one was good.
My girlfriend will listen to the musical scores during dinner sometimes, and I'm like, this is mental. I did not know anyone gave a shit about these things. Like,
that's while she's like fucking tying like laser guns to parrots.
She's putting like a wig on my head and saying, say, arr, when you have sex with me. No, I don't know. Like, she's just... People that like Lord of the Rings love pirates.
Something that
I would
as
say.
A kid, I never, no, like, as a kid, you always had, like, the pirates were fucking cool and this, that, next thing. Just something that I never really thought were cool or interesting in any way, shape, or form.
But we didn't have, our generation didn't have any iconic TV or movie
Hook?
Pirates.
No, we had Hook.
We had, but that was more Peter Pan.
No.
You're never going to root for the villain in
that. I was like, Captain Hook.
The film was called Hook, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it was Dustin Hoffman, wasn't it? He played it.
Yeah.
And he was very good, but you were more about Robin Williams in that film and Julia Roberts, who were the, you know, tiny wee Tinkerbell.
By the way, such a hot Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, Tinkerbell's hot anyway. If I'm going to fuck a fucking cartoon squirrel, I'm all about Tinkerbell as well.
Have you gone back and watched that recently and gone, is it weird that I want to bang the fucking 1-inch tall fairy? Like,
do you think Tinkerbell is a squirrel?
No, I said if I'm going to fuck a cartoon squirrel, the Sword of the Stone one, I'm going to fuck Tinkerbell. I'm not going to fuck any of these guys. You can't fuck paper.
Our penises are small enough that we could fuck Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell would love it as well. Guys, if it was consensual, I'm sure.
How old is Tinkerbell?
No, she's definitely an adult. She's definitely...
Oh, no, she was always an adult. And she could make you fly. You could be one of those birds out there chasing your parrot.
Stacking a fucking
flying with your parrot. Tinkerbell was your parrot.
My parrot's still alive. I was fucking 4 when I accidentally let that out. And the thing is, I have no recollection of this really, but my family sometimes brings it up. Like, one of my brothers, whose parrot it was like, yeah, get a parrot, bro. Then your little brother can fucking let it escape. And you're like, all right, mate, I'm guessing you're talking to me. Like, I've got no recollection of it.
The thing is, because you freed that parrot and you were forced, that parrot will be, what, about 31, 32 now?
Yeah.
So that'll be like, it'll be settled, it'll be in like a flat, probably just about to start family. So it'll be really grateful for you letting it escape at that age now.
Either that or it got eaten by a mad fucking albatross or something. It just got fucking mauled by an eagle and it's like, ah, keep me in the cage, I would have survived.
Or it flew to Somalia and started a pirate army to raid the... ships in the seas.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think the Somalian pirates did bad things for the pirates' whole fucking brand, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's exactly what pirates were doing. Like,
they were like,
in fact, they're continuing the legacy of pirates.
They're like raping and pillaging, but when they're in cool costumes, you're like, ah, that's cool. But as soon as it happens in Captain Phillips, you're like, oh, I don't like that.
It's funny that
they need a rebrand. They need somebody with a peg leg, someone with a pirate, someone that's just fucking cool.
Well, you know,
and then they need to put some propaganda videos out there
Iggy
to show
Pop.
The good side of Iggy Pop being a Somali pirate would be brilliant.
Keith Richards, though, he's already a fucking pirate, is he not?
His reputation's tarnished by being in those shit films. Iggy Pop, Iggy Pop's the only guy that does adverts and still seems cool.
Was Iggy Pop not the one, and I'm probably wrong here, was he not the one that used to like throw shit off the stage at concerts? Like he was just a mad loose cunt.
Fucked up. I remember always watching. Shit.
Yeah, like he'd shit in his hand and throw it into the crowd and they'd go nuts. It was like proper like...
That sounds like punk.
No, it was like Iggy Pop was like the most mental cunt. James, go Google it.
One of my favourite
rockers. I'm not going to Google the guy that threw shit on fans and stage, mate.
Just Google an Iggy Pop. I'm pretty sure he was a fucking loose cunt.
Somebody can let us know. My favourite very condensed rock and roll Iggy Pop story was that there was one day he was in a hotel with his band, the Stooges, and he was so bored of drugs that he cut the electrical cord at a lamp and put it on his tongue to see if he would get high off it, and he got like electrocuted and shot across the room, and like the guys in his band were just like, yep, he's dead, finally, he's fucking something's killed him. And he just woke up like 20 minutes later and was like, that was shit, I didn't get high off that at all.
I wouldn't,
and that was it.
Have you ever been electrocuted to any extent?
Yeah,
yes,
I have as well. We had a toaster that had a loose plug and I accidentally plugged it in and it shot me halfway across the room. I wasn't knocked out or anything, but it's weird because your full body vibrates.
Yeah.
And then right after it, you're just feeling so
jittery. It's a pure scary numbness for ages.
But you get a wee energy kick out of it as well. Like, almost like superhero. Like, yes, I am electric now.
Did you guys ever just hold on to electric fences? That was the mad like deer as a kid in New Zealand. Like, because like there's an electric fence. I lived in a city, but there was always like, you know, the edge. If you went to the right place, you weren't more than a 20-minute bike away from an electric fence.
You lived next to Jurassic Park.
That's what I was thinking.
No, but they weren't like that. So you'd go there and you'd go, hold on to it. And like, they'd do the mad surges and stuff like that. But there was the urban legend. I don't know if it's true or not, but there was always the story about someone that knew someone that pissed on one and shat themselves. Like, it was like the mad urban legend going around as I was a kid. And like, everyone's like, piss on it. I dare you. You heard about John's mate, Peter's mate, John. You're like, they got the same names. You're confusing
you're fucking
me.
Like, hanging about with the disciples, mate.
Yeah, we've only got two names in New Zealand. That's why they kicked me out. They're like, Shane with a C, fuck off.
You and Judas both get kicked out at the same time. No more room for these disciples.
For fuck's sake, I'm trying to play the intro.
Matthew. Matthew's
the
in the
podcast contains three mates talking shit.
So we're in the podcast anyway.
We're doing the podcast. Do the intro. It's not official yet.
This is a new thing in Drunk Therapy this year. We do an intro halfway through the podcast.
That has to be the longest yet.
The following podcast contains three mates talking shit over some beers. As you can imagine, the language can get a wee bit hairy from time to time. So, get involved. Grab a beer and join us at Drunk Therapy, the podcast.
It doesn't really matter where it goes, as long as it's in there somewhere.
Well, the whole thing is it kind of goes, hey, if you haven't heard us before, this is what we do. We swear a wee bit. It's fun. It's jovial. Listen to this music. And then we start. Whereas now we're just like, so, cheese. And then we talk about that for 10 minutes. And then the cool fun part starts.
We see maybe we're getting to the point now where there's going to be a podcast probably around about like 3 months from now where we'll talk and then play the intro and then immediately after it, the outro will play.
We should just say one word in between.
Well, that was fun. I'll see you later, guys. Like, that's the whole podcast.
Here's the intro. It'll be.
There's a weird thing about that intro that I really enjoy because it's my voice saying it, but it's not me right now. It's like voiceover Shane. It's like, hey, I don't know. It's that's the Shane that did old Moot Cider voicing and shit. It's like the fancy Shane.
I feel like, not that this is just coming out of my head here, we're not actually going to do it because I couldn't be arsed, but it's like a year in, I feel like we're due like a refresh, like a new picture or something.
You
know?
Bloody would say that. Yeah. You're not the one that like fucking is voicing
not
it
your,
and taking
not
the,
your intro.
What about the picture? I made that fucking picture.
We're very content with the intro because James and I would want to do it. You've got the voice for this stuff. I don't know, like a new photo. See, I would like something around about, see like the therapist's chair that you get where you're supposed to lay out. See if somebody has that, can they let us know? Because I really want to take a picture around.
I'm with you. I'm entirely with you. A rebrand. We'll evaluate the lineup. We'll find a replacement for Shane. There's any other southern hemisphere.
How fucking depressing would that be though? It'd just be you cunts getting into depressing chat.
No, but mate, we'll do like a South African. Can we replace you with a South African? Any South Africans?
Heaps of racism that hides under
the
covers of that.
Like cartoons when they start, and like, is it Family Guy where Mila Kunis isn't Meg for like the first 3 or 4 episodes? So we could do it like that. So one day we just go, oh, Shane's here as well, and it's just a guy going, hey guys.
Hey,
I'm Shane.
If I here's my rule, you can replace me with a member of the Flight of the Conchords or Taika Waititi. So you got three options. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine, mate. Yeah. That's fine.
Who can we replace you with, Denny? You've got to, like, because what if, say, I don't wish any ill upon you, but what if you were to die and we're all like, yeah, Denny's dead, yay, but who would step in for your place?
I feel like we could do, a toy where you pull a string. You could just replace me with, an equivalent of that.
So Eeyore!
It doesn't necessarily need to be a person.
Woody from Toy Story.
No, but, Woody's far too positive. You need an Eeyore.
I'm not saying it would be, a new character. You could just not tell anyone that I'm dead, but every now and then just put in me just going, oh, that sounds shite. And I'll be like, oh, Danny's still here.
Danny soundboard.
Aye.
Yeah, yep. And we can prank cool people with it when we're bored.
Yeah.
You know what we've never done? A prank call. Should we do a prank call?
It's because we're not a shit breakfast show on radio.
Yeah, from the 90s.
Yeah. All right then. No idea is a bad idea in a brainstorm, guys.
We're lacking. We're in a brainstorm.
Don't worry, James will cut that out.
I won't. I'm not. This is a year of no cutting.
You promise?
No.
we'll introduce zany sound effects at the same time.
Boing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, none of this is making that in.
Of course it's making it in. Why are we cutting this out?
Because it's shite.
I hate that you're like this mad fucking evil emperor that is the only one that can edit. Because you always sound like a good cunt out of it. And like my incest stories stay in, but James says masturbating in front of his mum and all the bad details get taken out.
I kept that in.
Whoa. That stayed in, yeah.
Yeah, but how many of the gory details did he take out?
On the occasions people get in touch to talk to us about this podcast through social media, it's usually James' disgusting stories that get referenced first.
Yeah, it's because he tried to come out of his bum.
Because he shat cum, yeah.
I wish I shat cum, but I didn't.
Shit and cum.
Every time that comes up, he goes, I wish I did, but I didn't. And we're like, good cum, try. Yeah, cum shitter over there, right?
Shit and cum and pissing on his dad's jacket is like one of the first things people bring up when they talk about this.
People ask me, did James actually masturbate in front of his mum? And I'm like, yeah, hard out. Like, he still does it, I think.
Christmas was awkward.
I didn't see my mum and dad at Christmas. They were in Florida.
Why'd they go to Florida? Were they trying to fuck off away from you? Did they go with other family?
There's a really good dry cleaner in Florida that can get bad smells out any jacket.
I wonder if that was a good jacket. No, it was my little brother's 30th birthday, and my mum sent me an ominous text before she was going, because she sent me a message saying, I'm really gutted that I'm not here for Christmas. And I went, don't worry about it, Mum. You're going to be in the place you love most in the world, because they've been to Florida a few times. And it'll be amazing, we'll all be fine. And then she went, yeah, I just wanted to see it one last time at Christmas. I'm like, fuck.
Say what, Scotland one more time?
No, Florida one more time at Christmas. But you said that, that's almost like she's on the way out, the way she said it. And I had a good conversation with my brother on Christmas Eve as well, and both of us are worried about my mum, because she's had a triple heart bypass. She's had heart problems before, and she got taken to the hospital not that long ago with one of the fastest heartbeats they've ever had in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And I'm just sitting here fuck, man. I genuinely worry that my mum might die soon.
That's genuinely the scariest shit I can think of. See, I live on the other side of the world, but if anything was wrong with mum, that would break me. That would move me back to New Zealand straight away. I don't know why. It's just one of those things that's going to happen at some stage. Everyone dies, but when you go, fuck, that's your mum. That's sad. That's scary. And that's I don't know about you, but are you sitting there going, see, if anything happens to mum, I don't know if I can fucking be an adult anymore. I don't know how to be an adult without mum.
I'm independent enough and I'm aware enough, but I don't know the devastation that it would cause psychologically thereafter not having my mum around.
Yeah.
I think after the fact, it would be, I'd just be gone for ages, because I could phone my mum up right now and she would give me the most support and love of anyone in this world. She would just say nice things to me and make me feel better, even if I'd just done the shittest thing in the world, and she would just stabilise my fucking emotions.
I thought that's what we'd done to you in this podcast.
I cut those bits out. but it's a weird thing to think that, to be in a mindset where you think your mum's going to die. A guy that I grew up with, his mum died couple of days before Christmas, I think it was. I was just looking at it, I was going, fuck me, man. I don't know if I could handle that.
Yeah, that's awful. See, grandparents, you're Denny, do you have grandparents? We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I still have two still standing, one of which I've not heard from for years and years. She might actually be dead, I don't know.
Go,
I've got one.
Hold on to them. But, they, you know, as of their age, you kind of, they're old people. When you're born, they're old people, so you're kind of going, they'll die. Whereas your parents are always your parents. They're always like, you get old with your parents. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? You get old with your mum. So, like, my mum and dad don't seem old to me because they're only how much older they were when I was born, older than me. So I'm old as well. I'm getting old with them. Whereas your grandparents, you're born and they're old. And you're kind of the whole time going, every growing up, you know, people that have lost grandparents, you go, oh yeah, they're old. Whereas your parents are always that much older than you that it grows with you.
You're looking at the wrong damaged child, James, in this conversation. Look at James while she's saying this.
It's kind of like just an older mate that you have, isn't it?
Yeah, and like, see, when they look old, when they say, my dad's about probably 66 now, and normally they go, that's quite old. But with your dad, you're like, nah, dad's like, yeah, but he's a different 66. He's like, he's young, dirty, and he's like, I see if they've got their health and stuff with them. You're like, oh, they're just an older looking version of who I've brought up for my whole life.
Do you know what's weird? I don't know if you have these in your house, but you obviously need to travel thousands of miles to get them. On Christmas Eve, I went up to my mum and dad's house because my little sister's staying there just now, and I was dropping off Christmas presents, and underneath their bed is just like shitloads of photo albums. And see when you see a picture of your parents from like 25 years ago, and you're like, fuck me. Like, they're the same age as you are now, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you're looking, you're going, wow, they look vastly different. They're so much more responsible at the age I am now than I am.
It's different though, because it was a different world, you know. There was no fucking TikTok for them to show off their cats to, so they couldn't be like you, you know.
I couldn't, no, but like, see, thinking about it, I'm 33 just now, and by 33 my mum and dad had four kids, they had a house, right? I've mentioned it before, they weren't well off or anything, but they were providing as much as they could. I couldn't take that responsibility on, you know? And I don't think I can ever articulate to my parents as well how much I appreciate them with all that they had to do for us as kids, as well as what was going out and externally, you know, with my mum and dad and stuff, with their own like mental health problems, which you wouldn't have recognised at the time. But I could never articulate how much that means to me now, because you can't just walk up to your mum and dad and go give them a hug and say, thank you so much for everything you've done for me.
Because, mate, you definitely should.
Nah, you can't articulate that in the right way. I maybe just say my mum, but I don't know how to say that to my dad.
Go up to your dad and it'll be weird. And I enjoy how weird this will be. Maybe even film it. But go up to your dad.
Like, 2 seconds. Doing a TikTok, Dad.
Dad, if you could like keep your reactions to 15 seconds.
Shane in the background with a harmonica in his hand going, wait. Go.
Dad.
No, but like it's one of those things I tell my brothers and my mum and my dad probably once a week that I love them and shit like that, just because it's a weird thing that like I wouldn't have said for ages and stuff, but it's like
literally never done that once.
That's the kind of shit that I feel like you always feel, but you never say, and I'm quite able to go, look, bro, I fucking love you. I love what you've done with your family. I love everything about you guys. No, I just think that's the kind of shit that would be really nice.
Don't get me wrong, mate. I tell my mum I love her all the time, send her like 20 kisses and a message and all that. But I'm talking about maybe going a wee bit below the surface and actually explaining how much what they did for me growing up mattered. But it's fucking awkward trying to get into a conversation like that without getting emotional. Especially with my mum, maybe I could do it a wee bit. But I could never do that with my dad.
Before my...
My dad's like kind of like, oh, it doesn't matter, blah, 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 I'm a man's man kind of thing. It's very difficult.
But the thing is, now you could beat him up.
True, that's...
Which takes away a bit of his man's man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like growing up, Dad was a boxer and he was like a champion boxer and stuff. So Dad always
so
had this...
My dad.
He always had this like mad, like proper like man's man. Like,
so
you always...
Is this the undercard for that other fight we were just talking about? Is now it's going to be your dad boxing Shane's dad?
Where would they do it?
My dad did
Thailand. Been.
Nah, it's closer to your dad.
Yeah, I know, but like it's warm, so your dad will be loving it. How kind of like Florida.
How close is India to your dad?
India's closer to New Zealand than here.
Is it?
Maybe.
Russia.
I would have thought maybe somewhere in
Middle
Russia,
distance.
Yeah.
Rocky 7, old cunts fight.
How did you get onto your dad fight my dad for me, like...
Plot twist. My dad runs in with a chair and fucking cracks him both at the
it's
end.
It's probably like the next wrestling thing, eh?
With a guy that's got a mask on and your mask, and you say, we've been friends a long time.
My dad, I'm not. When I was younger, my sisters, and even to this day, my sisters used to tell you my real dad was a guy that owned the Chinese takeaway near us, because I've got fairly Chinese eyes. So that could be the plot twist, would be like my dad runs in with a ring. runs in with a ring, proposes to James' dad, because all of a sudden I've put a ring in his hand for some reason. James' dad accepts. My dad then kicks James' dad in the balls, fucking kills your dad, and then
why?
Pulls off a mask, and it's actually the Chinese guy for the takeaway, and then I just go away with him. I have no idea when I just think that conversation.
Yeah, that was weird. It sounds weird, but I would like to, at some stage, if I was going to do anything with my dad, I'd be like, Dad, just go, next time I see him, I'm going back in 2021, January, I'm going to go, Dad, pull your pants down, mate. And then I'm going to just compare penises. And I'd like to think mine's bigger. If it's not, I'd be like, whatever, I'm happy to take the whoever has a bigger penis. Doesn't matter to me, but I just want to know if it was genuinely a massive penis or it was just when I was a little kid, I looked at it and went, that thing is fucking ginormous.
Do you know what? It's weird when the more we do this podcast, when we get into like a conversation, there's always a point, there's always a sentence what someone says where you go, it's time to move on.
Yeah, so I'm worried about my mum. And just to punctuate it, I think that if I'm going to make a promise to myself this year, if it's something that you said you did with your gran, when your gran was, you know, not far away from passing away, and you put down a recorder and you got to do some stories and tell you about your life, I'm not going to put a recorder in front of my mum. And I'm trying not to be dark about this, but I'm aware of mortality and health issues in my family, especially with my mum. I need to get to know her better. I need to show her that appreciation, and I need to spend more time with her and learn more about her life. Maybe she's told me about it before, but I need to try and create that bonded relationship so I can fucking know stuff about her life.
You want me to go with you?
No.
No.
No, you're not checking my dad's penis size.
No, because when we did that, we
sniffing his jacket.
Because I was just about to say, I'm going to do that with one of my girlfriend's grandparents, and not overly, you know, they probably don't have 10 years left in them, let's just say that. So I was like, I'm going to go record, video them and just ask them questions that you wouldn't even think about from their youth and stuff, because there'd be stuff that your mum probably thinks you know or assumes you know or doesn't even need to think she needs to say, that probably has a huge part of like how she met your dad or what was going on when she met your dad and what was happening in Scotland at that time, and just huge things like how did people meet each other back then, what was the first date like, how long did they date for, like the shit like that, that they, your mum's probably not going to think that's relevant and you don't even think to ask that question, but it's just one of those things that you go, fuck, I didn't know that, you know.
Appreciate it, mate, but dad, I still don't want you to come. But I am going to take what you did and do it, and anyone else that's listening that's in a similar position that you don't really know that much about your parents' background, minus Danny, who hates his dad. It might be worthwhile doing, man, because I'm so introverted and have been for years when it comes to my parents, just go and do whatever the fuck I want and be the child that, you know, they know is always going to be fine, but never, you know, relies on them or anything. But I should try and find out more about them.
Is that a business thing I should do? Should I just go find, like, video people's like grandparents and just be in the room with them and be like, I'll find out what your grandparents did. I'll find out if they were the mad shaggy beforehand, and we'll have a whole video just to like show at the funeral.
This doesn't sound very fun for a TikTok account, Shane, to be honest.
He's missing the point again.
No, I'm not missing the point. I think
he's taking my worry over my mum's health and making a business out of it.
Well, that's what we'll play on.
Funny you mention
that. I'm offering you in on this. Like, we can just fucking...
I've got an idea for some ashies that we've discussed before.
Yeah, by the way, did your dad want a dildo?
Fucking hell. It's, the gravity of that hits you when you establish the personal connection. So when we were pitching that business ten episodes ago, it was all comedy, but when you try and actualize it and put it into people in your life, that's a horrible fucking invention. Oh, you bastards.
I'm sorry, I felt weird saying that, but fucking right. Danny, say something.
I've got the seamless.
Love you, Mum.
I've got the seamless out for this, don't worry. James is, well, it's points that I fucking don't get, but they sound quite powerful, and I'm sure a lot of people got that. But you talk about mortality and appreciating that. I found something quite amusing about the fact that we're, what, 2020 now. I felt kind of, I wouldn't go so far as to say optimistic, but I'm feeling quite good about this year. And then it got to like the 5th of January and I opened Twitter and World War 3 was trending. Now, we don't talk about politics on this podcast. It's nothing political, don't worry. But my first thought when I seen World War 3 trending and people kind of being semi-serious about it was, how do I get out of conscription? So I googled it and it's up to 35. Not that it's a law. Don't worry, if you're listening to this, we've not been summoned to war. But it was up to 35 you could be possibly called upon. And I thought,
unless we have, because we recorded this before the law came into effect.
Fuck, it's probably true, only a week away from there.
My immediate thoughts upon reading this was, how the fuck did I get out of being called up to the army? Because I'm at a point where I'm trying to lose a bit of weight, and I thought that would be the easiest way to get out of it, would be there'd be like an obesity limit, where if you've seen that episode of The Simpsons where Homer ends up wearing a muumuu,
yes.
I thought I would probably just get so fat that they can't use me in war, unless it was to be like some sort of blockade.
How quickly can you get really fat though?
We would find out if they called World War III.
But you're looking slim now. Like, you've lost a lot of weight, so I think you wouldn't. I don't think you would put on weight to avoid war.
How else would I get out of it? Because I'm not fucking going. I don't know about you. You're called up as well, Shane, because you might be a citizen by then.
Was it not being gay got you out of the war? If you liked men, did it not get you out of conscription?
That's Family Guy you're thinking of.
Yes.
No.
That wouldn't have been anything to do with the war, because at wartime Britain being gay was illegal. One of the guys, Alan Turing, who actually helped us win the war through cracking codes to the Germans, was homosexual, and it was illegal to be homosexual, and he killed himself with a poison apple because of that fact. One of the most celebrated people in fucking British history had to commit suicide because his country wouldn't accept him, so that probably isn't true.
I think it's in the States. I think it came down as like such thing as like if you had an injury or you were like had a handicap, like say you had like you had no leg, you couldn't be conscripted. I think if you were gay, they wouldn't conscript you.
Honest, guys, I was just looking for a really fun way to try and get that last conversation.
James, tell them about your worries about your mum.
I would hide for 18 months because I'm 34 this year, so I could get out.
Well, that's it. It's kind of, so I'll be 32 in a couple of months.
But you're
now.
Fucked. You're right in there, and you're what, 31?
What happens if you get like radicalised? Would they then not use you? So if I go, oh man, hard out into the fucking ISIS shit,
jailed and executed,
probably
then?
Get to jail, mate.
Would they get? So and if you were to go,
Danny's new dystopian future, they've got the death penalty in Britain. Executed.
Aye, you're like the ultimate fucking Judas. So that's a terrible idea. Why would you just say support the other team when you're already in the country?
Wouldn't you just go back to New Zealand, mate?
Nah, because it's Commonwealth. They're all up as well.
Nah. New Zealand.
Big war. Sorry, mate.
Genuinely, I don't think New Zealand. Like New Zealand in the war now is just they go to countries and just
every
be nice.
Every country that features in the Commonwealth Games is being called up, I'm afraid.
You could dress up as a wee old woman. That would get you out of it, and it would also be very fun. Like, imagine playing.
Wait, you're just gonna like try and hit on old men?
No,
is this like?
No, but like imagine method acting, playing a wee old woman, going to the shops and all that. No.
Give us your old woman voice then.
Phone Jane for tips. We'll...
Hello, son. How are you doing? It's weak, I know. I need to work on it.
You need to work on it. I don't know. How could we? Because I think if I say I went back to New Zealand. I think New Zealand would go as a peacekeeper. We've got one fucking plane. Our Air Force has one plane. What the fuck are we doing in a war? Fuck all.
I don't think that's true. You'll have more than
one. We have a Hercules. We have a Hercules. Like, literally, we have a
if you
Hercules.
Have a Hercules, we'll just borrow him for the war. He's really fucking powerful.
Nah, not only if you get his ankle. That's Achilles. Achilles. Yeah, I thought that was the same guy.
Yeah. No, I would think you would probably.
And it's his heel as well. His ankle.
Yeah, no, but he was like a real heel, ankle. They're in the same.
Ankle.
That's not miles away. They're in the same fucking boat, aren't they?
I would.
Lower leg. Oh, let's just go Achilles' lower leg.
Yeah.
How many levels would you need to kind of gauge? I would probably try and break my leg or something to get out of it.
Why are you hurting yourself?
Because it's the only way you're going to get out.
Give yourself obesity, which is basically heart disease, and then you're breaking.
How else are you going
leg?
To get out of it then?
Hide.
But I'll get caught. I'm shite at hiding.
People hiding, just join a wee hiding community.
Nah, and I'll get caught.
What's that forest? There's a massive amount of trees in the north of Scotland. What's it called?
There's you've got the whole fucking Cairngorms area.
Cairngorms, yeah. Like, set up a wee community.
But that's
Cairngorms.
Where they're going to go first. They'll find me.
Who's
and they've
going
got
up there?
Some cunt's going to be over in a helicopter with a predator style thing where they can see your body.
What, the heat sensor?
Yeah. They'll sign predator. They'll get him to just fly about with a big net.
They've decided
people.
To give up on the war and just to find.
If I'm trying to find cunts that are hiding, I'm going to the Cairngorms with a predator and I'm going to find everyone straight away. Hiding.
Mate, predator's what they're looking for in that film. That's why they've got the heat.
No, but they've signed them up. We've had so many predator
we're
films
all
now.
And yeah.
They've got predator, surely they just go, we'll just send him over.
Because he's from New Zealand, so he's a peacekeeper.
It's a severe misuse of predator.
It's a Tory government, yeah, yeah. Mind,
I could
mate.
Kill everyone. Nah, we need you to go and look for other people.
There's too much. There's too much money to be made for this war. We can't have it ending immediately with a predator. So we'll use him to keep the war
is
going.
Is Predator the one with Arnie or Sylvester Stallone?
Arnie.
And Carol Weathers. Safe.
He covers himself in mud to hide from the heat-seeking aspect of it. And I don't want to get dirty when I'm hiding.
Well, right. That's a really
sexually or literally.
When see you're talking about like hurting yourself to avoid being in the army. This is like when I was younger, me and my mate did Muay Thai together, and like in New Zealand, if you injure yourself, you get if you break a bone, you get 6 weeks off of work paid for. So we were having a play fight one night in the street, and
just like a finger.
Yeah, I broke a bone in his hand. He got 6 weeks off work. So we lived together at the time. We're going, all right, bro. And genuinely, we were about a minute away. We had the hammer in his hand and everything. We were going to break my arm just to get me 6 weeks off work, just to go, why not? Like, it's all paid for. You get to hang out at home, a broken arm, cool. You get to watch movies all the time. I was genuinely going to get my mate to hit me in the arm with a hammer to get me 6 weeks off work. So fucking to avoid a war, hit me in the balls.
I hated French so much in high school that I used to bear in mind that wasn't he kind of right as a kid, but I used to sit and punch myself in the nose up the back of the French class to get a nosebleed so I could then go to the toilet and get out of French. And then I discovered that I could just dog it and I didn't go back. I would sit up the back and casually punch myself in the nose, not hard, but
what, like me? How do you just casually punch yourself in the face?
Enough to induce a small nosebleed. I got over it, it's fine. It's
also, if you ever broken your arm, it's fucking sore, man. I've broken my wrist and my arm, and it's not pleasant.
Buddy. I would do that to get out of war, but I wouldn't do it to get 6 weeks off work.
You also need to put a ruler down the cast to scratch yourself, which is pleasant if you get the itch, but unpleasant if you don't.
If you and just cut yourself.
You can't go for a shower, really, without putting a bag over your arm, and then people sign your cast, and then a few days later, it just looks minging. Can't have a wank.
I broke my ankle skateboarding when I was a kid, and I was about 3 km from home.
Oh, like Achilles?
Yeah. That was when my mum dipped me in the river of strength as a kid. She left my ankle out, and they broke my ankle skateboarding. But I had a skateboard. I had to fucking, you know, like bodyboarding yourself home, but I was about 3 km away from home across like main roads and shit, but I couldn't use my legs, so I was fucking bodyboarding home.
Like what you see in foreign countries where the guys that are pretending to have no legs when they're out and begging for charity.
Yeah, but I was on my stomach, so like cars did not know I was fucking there, and I was going across main intersections going, please don't kill me, I've already got a really, 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 really sore ankle.
Like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
It took me about 2 hours to get home, which would have been about a half an hour walk.
That's how I would turn up to the army
on a skateboard,
broken ankle on a skateboard like a fucking flopping fish trying to get back into the
tell
water.
Tell them the story about your mum dipping you in the ocean of strength and wisdom.
I would go,
I'm like Zeus, I flew too close to the sun.
You've already mastered what you need to do. Just reenact what you did in French class during the interview. Start punching yourself. You'd be fine.
Like, I really want to go to the war. Punch.
Sitting up
think
the
I'd
back
really
of the
good.
Battlefield, punch. Punching myself in the nose. Like, oh, lads, I can't go in. I've got a nosebleed.
I don't think they'd do that mad call-up because it's not the 1930s.
I feel better now. I feel more reassured. Thanks, guys.
But if you could just keep punching yourself in the face. It can't get hard unless you've got a bleeding nose now, weirdly.
I wouldn't mind going to the, you know, getting conscription just to learn how to peel potatoes really fast. Watch a war film, they're very good at it.
I don't think they teach that. I don't think the military is. My brother was in the army, right?
That's like the first day you learn how to peel potatoes really fast.
My brother was in the army, and I honestly don't think he's any faster than me at peeling potatoes.
See, and like, I know this is, it's like Hollywood adaptation. Maybe it is. I don't know how real it is and how real it isn't. But that whole when you watch military drills and you get them and they're going, you fucking maggot, drop and give me 20. What do they? What actually happens if you just keep going? Nah. Do you just get sent? Well, that's the way you get out of war. So they go, you fuck a goddamn maggot, you drop and give me 20. Nah.
I think you get to jail.
And they go, well, you need to drop. And I'm like, nah. And they go, well, you can just leave right now with that attitude, young man. And I'll go,
get out. No more of that, sir.
Fine.
Is it not like dishonored? Like.
Dishonorable discharge. Yeah, which you've had from your penis.
And you've had from your arse.
Oh, it's all coming out now, isn't it? That's what I
hopefully
said.
Hopefully not. I was going to say, Jesus. My brother was saying, like, in the drills where they'd get you to run. If someone didn't run fast enough or someone fucked up, everyone would have to run again. So it's the whole, like, it's like Coach Carter.
So fuck them, I'm not running at all. It
no, but then, no, but then it
what
turns,
is your greatest fear?
And then it turns
spiders.
And then it turns your whole team against you. You know what I mean? It turns your whole fucking.
So I don't care about them. Fuck no, them. I want to go home.
Then they'll fucking just they'll do the punching in the face for you.
Would they injure me so much that I could go home?
Nah.
Just enough that I need to go hobble up on crutches with my fucking gun.
You're going
hand.
To war with like a mad gammy ankle, a bruised face, going, guys, I've got a sore nose, and that doesn't matter. You're
trying
going
to put
war,
my crutches
cunt.
Down before I can point my sniper. Like,
someone comes at you and you're like, guys, get the bayonet, put that one down, pick it up. Stop, don't fight yet! I'm not ready yet! Put my crutches down! Someone hold the, oh no.
I was thinking the other day that the other day?
There. Fucking it's good that puberty finally hit you.
I'll hit you.
We'll get us out of war.
I quite fancy the idea of one day, not that I'm in agreeance with them at all, but I would quite like to fire a gun to see what it's like.
Why didn't you? We were in Florida and
we went to WrestleMania Access.
But two of the group that we were with went to a gun range and you could have went and didn't. I know wrestling, we went to Raw.
I wanted to go
and
meet Noam Dar. That was that
no, it wasn't
that
Access.
Sounds like a fucking made up cartoon character.
No,
Noam Dar.
I don't want to be fair, I don't want to shoot a gun in America because they're cunts with guns. I would go somewhere in the country where they don't actually
like
use guns.
Clay pigeon shooting.
No, I would like to shoot at a target, but I would like to do it in a country where like the gun deaths zero.
Right.
It's just part of the, you know, the tourist
industry. It's not something that I can't say I've ever been that arsed about shooting a gun.
It'd be an experience, man.
I've shot rifles and shotguns and stuff growing
you
up.
You shoot
whole
your
life
animals,
and stuff.
Do you know?
Yeah, we like
meat.
we mad hunting, eh? Like, yeah.
You're like Katniss Everdeen.
What?
Who the fuck is that?
Hunger Games.
Oh, right,
she was
okay.
Good with a bow and arrow.
You've watched Hunger Games recently?
Yeah,
amazing.
I just watched the quadrilogy there.
Trilogy.
It was three books, but they turned the last book into two films.
I was always really good at like shooting a rifle and shooting a shotgun and stuff like that. I was kind of weirdly brought up doing it, not like every day, but like my stepdad owns a hunting shop, so he kind of
up
went
at
hunting.
6 a.m. every morning.
Yeah,
to do
shoot your gun 97
drills.
Times. But I went to Thailand.
You fucking maggot.
I went to drop and give me 20. I went to Thailand a couple of years ago and got to shoot like a selection of fucking handguns for probably the equivalent of 10 quid. You could shoot 30 bullets from any gun you wanted for about 10 quid. It was pretty mean. But like, genuinely, like, you see in the movies where they shoot sideways and they look cool, you shoot once and it's like,
well, you have about a kickback, don't
mate,
you?
The thing I shot about three different guns and they all, my targeting is really, really good because I kind of spent my whole thing was like, I'd like to get them well, I'd like to aim them well, and I'd like to shoot them well. But when you pull that trigger, fuck me, it almost rips your shoulders out. And it's like being punched by your strongest punching friend.
Me.
On both sides. Me. Yeah, like James. It's like James punching you on both sides. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's proper like, boom, and you go, fuck, I wouldn't want to do that 9 times sideways. It's that, like, it's a cool thing to do, but it's also louder than anything you've ever heard in your life.
Do you not put those headphones on you?
Put your headphones on you, but it's still the loudest thing. It's all consuming. You sit there going, that wasn't comfortable. I didn't really enjoy that. Like, no one, I don't think anyone's going, those movies are realistic, aren't they?
I always have problems with my ears getting blocked in, so could I use that as an excuse to get out of war if it's really noisy?
Oh, definitely.
Too loud. Don't like it. Maybe just go over there and go, hey, Danny, you're ready for war. And
what? What?
Yeah.
What?
It's too loud here, guys. Sorry. It'd be weird, like, you know, it'd be quite interesting, though, like, having those, like, really annoying, like, woke as fuck Californians go and be conscripted and kind of be like, yeah, but is there any vegan food? And you're like, nah, this is war, bro.
So when did Piers Morgan join this podcast?
Next he's going to be fucking telling his 10 reasons why he hates Meghan Markle.
I fucking love Meghan Markle, by the way.
Good, mate. Good, good.
But I know we're not topical, but what is everyone's thoughts on fucking that whole thing?
I couldn't give a fuck.
No,
not vegans and war. Fucking the royals being like, we're not royals anymore.
Just like it, mate. I like it. I like people that take an independent stand against the monarchy.
I enjoy that.
Especially people inside it.
I need to find out how Harry bailed on it, and then I'll use his excuse.
Did Harry not just go, guys, we're stepping down? So you just go, I'm stepping down from my roles of the army.
I can't be conscripted because the media are too intrusive in my life.
And then you need to...
And they killed my mum. Dedicated far too much time to this. James, couples chat on holiday shite, isn't it? That's what they chat about on holiday, Harry and Meghan. They're like, let's bail on this whole shit. And they go, yep, and that's it. So,
nah, yeah, couples chat on holiday. Me and my missus were away over Christmas there. And it's good, man. It's good to get away. Don't get me wrong. And it's fun. But you just kind of rinse and repeat the same things, don't you? You go out for dinner, you have a few drinks, and then you sit down by the beach. And the conversation dries up really quickly because you've nothing to tell them because they've been with you the whole time.
But that's where mobile phones are a good invention because you can just look at your phone. Like I spoke, when you were on holiday there, I text you more in that 5 days than I had the previous 5 months probably. And we text quite a lot anyway, but it was relentless.
No, I see, I'm turning against my phone, eh? To me, a phone's just, I don't know why. Like the other day we were doing a life insurance thing, right? And this, I'll come back to why I'm turning against my phone. But we were doing life insurance, like mad, like, and I was like, I've got probably 50 years of life left. And that's a weird thing to think of as a young person.
Don't me. I'm just off this.
sorry.
When the war breaks out,
We'll move on.
I thought about that too much last year. Whenever I see someone that's like, 39 or 47, or you see a celebrity and they're like, oh, this celebrity died at 51. I'm like, mate, I'm 34 this year. Does that mean I've got 17 years left? Don't talk about how many years we've got left.
All right, so let's say we don't have as many as we did 10 years ago.
Yes.
And to me, I'll make sure, when I get home, I'll throw my phone. Unless I'm taking a shit, definitely take your phone to the shit. Like, always take your phone for a shit. Otherwise, you're just sitting there pooping fast. Get out of here. I want to fucking check all my socials and stuff. But like, there's too many times where you spend, like, on holiday, I basically turned my phone off. And I had a big holiday over Christmas, my girlfriend's whole family and stuff, and I didn't use my phone once. I think a phone is kind of cool if you've got alone time, but at the same time, it's this thing that can steal your attention. So I wouldn't, on a holiday, I'd take photos and shit and be like, cool, not looking at my phone now. I don't know, I've just gone proper, like, against it. I've turned into a 90-year-old man. Like, why is everyone using their phones?
Nah, but on holiday, it gives you my conversation because, again, I'm not saying that this happened all the time, but just say you're going to relax and one, you're not going to do anything adventurous. If you're doing an adventure holiday, you have conversation for days because you're doing all these exciting things. But when, like, we were just going for food, we were taking a walk along the beaches and maybe falling asleep on the beach and then going for more food and chilling and watching Netflix. It was like, I was turning around sometimes and going, I've been silent for about half an hour, but I don't know what to say. I can't say, oh, that chicken was nice for the 10th time.
And then I intrinsically
go, am I a boring bastard? Do I need to fucking up my game here? I'm trying to provide
exciting. Does that not just mean
that
you are nice and comfortable with one another?
Yeah, but I also feel like, you know, I start questioning whether I'm boring or could I be more exciting? Could I be doing more?
Do what I used to do when I was travelling and just make shit up. Have I told this story before that when we went, it was one of the times when I went kind of doing the whole interrailing thing and I went on a day tour with some people. So it was me and like five or six other people and they were like successful, man. They were, I feel like I've maybe told this, but
Scotland,
I'll tell it again,
thing.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I pretended.
Tell it though, because if people haven't heard, they'll be like, well, the Scotland thing,
yeah,
mate.
I'll condense it then because I'm sure I've told it. So it was like a guy who was an archaeology student who'd been digging in fucking ancient sites and around in Egypt. There was a couple who were student doctors who'd done so well they could choose any field that they wanted in medicine after like 2 years of uni, however it worked. So at that point I was working in a call centre, so I panicked and told them that I was a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
And, like, so what's the best thing you've done as a motivational speaker? And I felt like I didn't want to be too boastful in my lie. So I was like, oh, I used to motivationally speak for the Scotland rugby team. That's like my biggest client, but they only won one game at the last Six Nations. So that way they'll be like, I now believe it because he's told us an extravagant thing, but he's not very good at it. And that was, I used to lie. So do that, make shit up.
I can't, because you're not lying.
She'll know.
Yeah, okay.
See, that's interesting though, because when you just said a relaxing holiday, in my life I've never been on a relaxing holiday. And that's a weird kind of like contrast between, my partner loves just going somewhere and chilling. Whereas I'm like, let's go to somewhere I've never been here before. Let's see everything we can. I've got like 3 days here. We'll go to somewhere else in 3 days. My brain can't comprehend going somewhere and relaxing. Like, and I think that sounds nice, but then I go, yeah, but if you're going somewhere new, you might as well look at all these things. And all of a sudden it's no longer relaxing. It's like, I want to make the most of being in here because I might never come back here. But you say like relaxing, and I went, I've never been on, I don't know what I do because I've never been on a relaxing holiday.
Yeah, and I think that's probably another thing I need to promise myself to do because I'm compromising too much with the holidays because my mum and dad own an apartment in Portugal and I love Portugal now. I think it's brilliant. It's a very, very beautiful place and it's great to relax, but I need that stimulation again. I need to go somewhere new.
Why don't you invite me?
Invite you to Portugal.
Shame can film it.
Because it's too relaxing for you, mate. You
just, we'll you just go set. Surfing. Yeah. We'll go surfing. Some of the biggest waves in the world. I love surfing.
Danny, do you want to come to Portugal?
Nah. I've been.
Do you think Sam in real life will come over?
Yeah, he'll go.
No, real life Sam. No, Sam. What you'd have to ask?
He needs a relaxing holiday after the last one.
That's something I need to do. I want to go somewhere new this year.
Do you know what the mental thing is? I've always wanted to go to Portugal, and I've always kind of hinted around.
Take one in my times, mate.
You and your girlfriend it. Going, I wonder if I could find a place to stay somewhere that was relatively cheap in Portugal. And like you guys go, oh, there's heaps of places around this place. You go, just fucking offer me your house, you cunts.
I don't own it, mate.
I know you
And
don't.
I still wouldn't.
That was Drunk Therapy. If you enjoyed this podcast, go listen to some of the other ones. The old you would have. If you're on socials, like us there as well. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @DrunkTherapy. It's something weird on Twitter, which I can't remember right now.